Here is the podcast episode transcript. Hello and welcome to the Intrigue Science Podcast, where we dive deep into cutting-edge research papers and uncover their captivating stories. I'm your host, Tom.
And I'm Jen, your co-host. Today, we're exploring a fascinating paper on strategic information disclosure, with implications for everything from advertising to financial reporting.
The paper is titled Learning How to Strategically Disclose Information, and it's authored by Raj Kiridi Velachetti, Melih Bastopchu, S. Rasul Etasami, and Tamer Bashar from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
This paper investigates a classic economic scenario, an information provider, or sender, who has access to valuable private information that an information receiver wants. The catch is, the sender and receiver may have misaligned goals, so the sender might not want to fully disclose everything they know.
Exactly. The key question the researchers set out to answer is, how can the information sender strategically disclose their knowledge to influence the receiver's actions, even when the sender and receiver have different objectives?
To tackle this, the researchers developed a mathematical model of the interaction as a Stackelberg game, a type of strategic game where one player, the leader, moves first and the other player, the follower, reacts. In this case, the information sender is the leader who commits to a disclosure strategy, and the receiver is the follower who takes an action based on the information revealed.
The researchers made some important assumptions to keep the model tractable. They focused on the case where the underlying state of the world, represented by the variable omega, is drawn from a Gaussian distribution, and they considered quadratic cost functions for both the sender and receiver.
These assumptions allowed the researchers to reformulate the problem as a convex optimization, which made it possible to derive efficient algorithms for the sender to learn the optimal disclosure strategy, even when the receiver's type is unknown.
One of the key insights is that when the sender's cost of signaling is determined by the differential entropy function, essentially a measure of how much information is revealed, then linear signaling policies are optimal for the sender.
Ah yes, the differential entropy cost function is fascinating. It captures the idea that the more informative the sender's signal, the higher the cost. So the sender has to balance informativeness with their own costs.
Exactly. And by restricting to linear policies, the researchers were able to show that in the full information feedback setting, where the sender observes the receiver's type after each round, the sender can achieve a regret that grows logarithmically with the number of rounds.
That's an impressive result. Logarithmic regret means the sender's performance approaches optimal incredibly quickly as the number of interactions increases. It's like the sender is learning the optimal strategy at an exponential rate.
Right, and they didn't stop there. The researchers also considered the more challenging bandit feedback setting, where the sender only observes their own cost, not the receiver's type. Here, they leveraged clever online optimization techniques to achieve a sublinear regret bound.
Wow, that's really clever. Taking a problem that's inherently difficult due to the hidden receiver types, and still managing to obtain strong theoretical guarantees on the sender's performance. It speaks to the ingenuity of the researchers.
Absolutely. And they didn't just focus on the theoretical analysis. The paper also includes numerical simulations that beautifully illustrate the practical implications of their results.
Those simulations really drive home the trade-offs involved. When the sender faces no signaling cost, meaning they can reveal information freely, the regret converges at a slower square root rate. But as soon as the sender has to consider the cost of more informative signals, the learning accelerates dramatically.
Exactly. It's a powerful demonstration of how even a small amount of friction in the form of signaling costs can fundamentally change the sender's optimal strategy and lead to much faster convergence to the best disclosure policy.
This research really has broad applicability. I can see it informing everything from ad placement on online platforms to financial institutions disclosing information about their health, to recommendation systems optimizing their suggestions.
Absolutely. Anytime you have an information provider trying to strategically disclose data to influence the actions of a receiver with potentially misaligned incentives, this framework could be extremely useful. It's a fantastic contribution to the literature on information design.
And I love how the researchers used a combination of elegant mathematical analysis and insightful practical examples to tell the story. It really brings the technical details to life in a compelling way.
Definitely. This is the kind of paper that exemplifies why we love doing this podcast, taking cutting-edge research and making it accessible and engaging for a wide audience. There's so much richness to unpack here.
Absolutely. This paper not only advances the state of the art in information economics, but it also showcases the kind of deep, rigorous thinking that can lead to impactful real-world applications. I'm really excited to see what else this research team comes up with in the future.
Me too. Well, listeners, there you have it, a strategic take on the art of information disclosure. Be sure to check out the paper for yourself if you want to dive deeper into the technical details. Until next time, this is Tom.
And Jen, signing off. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of boring, one-dimensional TV ads? Well, buckle up, because Multi-D TV is about to change the game.
That's right, folks. With our revolutionary new technology, you'll experience commercials like never before, in full multidimensional glory.
Imagine an ad for a fancy restaurant that doesn't just show you the food, but actually teleports you into the dining room, complete with the sights, sounds, and even the tantalizing smells of the menu.
Or how about a car commercial that doesn't just display the vehicle on a flat screen, but lets you take it for a virtual test drive through winding roads and bustling city streets?
The possibilities are endless with Multi-D TV. We're talking holograms, sensory simulations, even time travel. Your living room will become a portal to other worlds.
So why settle for flat, lifeless ads when you can immerse yourself in a multidimensional commercial extravaganza? Switch to Multi-D TV today and experience the future of advertising.
Multi-D TV, it's not just an ad, it's an adventure.
Strap in and get ready to be blown away. Multi-D TV, the ads of tomorrow, available now.
Here is the podcast episode transcript. Welcome to the Discover Research Podcast, where we dive deep into cutting-edge scientific papers and bring their findings to life. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jen. In this episode, we'll be exploring the paper Tractable Local Equilibria in Non-Concave Games by authors Yang Kai, Konstantinos Daskalakis, Haiping Luo, Chen Yuwei, and Wikiang Zheng.
This is a fascinating paper that tackles a major challenge in game theory and machine learning: how to find meaningful and computationally tractable equilibrium concepts in games where the player's utilities are non-concave. As the authors point out, non-concave games arise in many real-world applications, from training generative adversarial networks to multi-agent reinforcement learning.
That's right. Traditionally, game theorists have relied on equilibrium concepts like Nash equilibrium, correlated equilibrium, and coarse-correlated equilibrium. But these solutions break down when the utility functions are non-concave. The authors set out to develop a new, more general equilibrium concept that can capture the convergence guarantees of no-regret learning algorithms in these challenging non-concave settings.
The key idea here is to move away from global equilibrium concepts and instead focus on local stability. The authors propose a new notion called EVE-FI, local equilibrium, which generalizes local Nash equilibrium to non-concave games. In this equilibrium, no player can increase their utility by more than A by applying any strategy modification in the set Fe Dav De, which contains functions that map each player's strategy to itself with changes bounded by data.
That's a really interesting approach. By allowing for correlation between the player's strategies, the authors are able to sidestep some of the computational intractability issues that plague classical equilibrium concepts in non-concave games. And they show that this, epsilon, phi, delta local equilibrium encompasses both local Nash equilibrium and, coarse, correlated equilibrium as special cases.
Absolutely. And the authors don't just stop at defining this new solution concept. They also show how it can be efficiently computed. They establish a connection between F phi the local equilibrium and a novel notion they call failure regret minimization in online learning. Essentially, they prove that if the players use no-regret algorithms like online gradient descent to update their strategies, the resulting dynamics will converge to an EVFTA local equilibrium.
That's a really elegant result. By relating their local equilibrium concept to well-studied online learning problems, the authors are able to leverage a wealth of existing algorithms and analysis techniques. And they show that for two natural choices of the strategy modification set phi, delta, the corresponding, epsilon, phi, delta local equilibria can be computed efficiently.
Yeah, the first instantiation, which they call EVINT local equilibrium, allows players to interpolate between their current strategy and any modification suggested by a set P. The second, EV pro de local equilibrium, considers deviations that project the player's strategy in a fixed direction. Both of these local equilibrium concepts turn out to be tractable, with the players able to converge to them using simple gradient-based algorithms like online gradient descent and optimistic gradient.
That's really impressive. It's not often that you see such a clean and elegant connection between game theory and online learning. The authors have really unified these two fields in a powerful way. And the implications go beyond just the theoretical. These local equilibrium concepts could have a big impact on practical applications like multi-agent reinforcement learning, where non-concave games are ubiquitous.
Absolutely. One thing that struck me was how the authors were able to sidestep the computational intractability issues that plague classical equilibrium concepts in non-concave games. By focusing on local stability rather than global optimality, they've found a sweet spot where the equilibria are both meaningful and efficiently computable.
That's a great point. The authors really tackle the key challenge head-on, the fact that in non-concave games, Nash equilibria may not even exist, and even when they do, they're computationally intractable to find. By introducing correlation between the player's strategies, the authors are able to construct local equilibrium concepts that capture the convergence guarantees of no-regret learning, without sacrificing computational tractability.
And I think it's worth noting that the authors don't just stop at the positive results. They also provide some intriguing negative results, showing that, in the global regime, where the strategy modifications are not constrained to be local, it becomes NP hard to compute their EVFTA minus local equilibria. This really highlights the importance of the local perspective they've taken.
Absolutely. That's a great point. The authors have demonstrated the delicate balance between expressiveness and tractability when it comes to equilibrium concepts in non-concave games. Their local equilibrium notions strike that balance beautifully, providing a meaningful and efficiently computable solution concept that can capture the dynamics of no-regret learning.
I think what I find most impressive about this work is how the authors have taken a seemingly intractable problem, finding stable solutions in non-concave games, and found a clever way to make progress. By connecting game theory to online learning, they've opened up a whole new avenue of research and potential applications.
I couldn't agree more. This paper really exemplifies the power of interdisciplinary thinking. By bridging the gap between game theory and machine learning, the authors have made a significant contribution that could have far-reaching implications. It's an outstanding example of how rigorous mathematical analysis, combined with a keen eye for practical relevance, can lead to impactful discoveries.
Absolutely. This is the kind of work that gets me really excited about the future of game theory and its applications in modern machine learning and AI systems. The authors have laid the groundwork for a whole new direction of research, and I can't wait to see what other insights and breakthroughs emerge from this foundation.
Me too. This paper is a prime example of why we love delving into the latest research on the Discover Research podcast. By uncovering these kinds of innovative, interdisciplinary approaches, we get to share cutting-edge ideas with our listeners and hopefully inspire them to think about problems in new ways. This has been a fascinating discussion, and I'm sure our audience will be just as captivated by the elegance and importance of this work.
Agreed. Thank you all for joining us on Discover Research. We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into tractable local equilibria in non-concave games as much as we have. Be sure to tune in next time as we explore another groundbreaking paper at the forefront of science and technology.
Until next time, keep discovering.
Are your games getting too complex to solve? Are your adversarial training regimes spiraling out of control?
Introducing MultiDTV, the breakthrough technology that will change the way you think about game theory and machine learning.
MultiDTV harnesses the power of local equilibria in non-concave games to create an entirely new multidimensional viewing experience.
With MultiDTV, you don't just watch a show, you become part of it. Our patented Epsilon, Phi, Delta local equilibrium algorithms ensure a stable, convergent viewing experience, no matter how wild the on-screen action gets.
Gone are the days of flat, one-dimensional entertainment. MultiDTV immerses you in a world of hyper-real, dynamically shifting storylines and characters. Every decision you make as a viewer affects the outcome in real time.
No more passive couch potatoing. With MultiDTV, you're an active participant, using no-regret learning strategies to navigate the constantly evolving narrative. Will you be the hero, the villain, or something in between? The choice is yours.
So forget about your old 2D shows and movies. Upgrade to MultiDTV today and experience entertainment like never before.
MultiDTV, where the future of gaming and machine learning meets the future of television. Available now for a limited time only.
Here is the podcast episode transcript. Hello and welcome to the Discover Research Podcast. I'm Tom, and joining me today is my co-host, Jen.
Hi, everyone. Today we'll be diving into a fascinating research paper that explores the intersection of auction design and information disclosure. The title of the paper is Algorithmic Information Disclosure in Optimal Auctions.
This paper, authored by Yang Kai, Yingkai Li, and Jinzhao Wu, tackles a fundamental problem in auction theory. How can a seller design both the information signals that buyers receive and the subsequent auction mechanism to maximize their revenue?
That's a really intriguing question. Traditionally, auction theory has focused on scenarios where the buyer's valuations are already known, either through their own private information or some exogenous signal structure. But in many real-world settings, like online marketplaces or government auctions, the seller can actually shape the information that buyers have about their own valuations.
Exactly. The authors refer to this as the joint design problem, where the seller gets to decide both the informational environment and the auction rules. And as you can imagine, this added flexibility for the seller creates some fascinating computational challenges.
That's right. The paper starts by showing that unlike traditional auction settings, where the optimal mechanism can be efficiently computed, the joint design problem is actually NP-hard. The authors prove this through a clever reduction from the classic partition problem.
Wow, NP-hard, huh? That means there's no known efficient algorithm to solve this problem exactly. But the authors don't stop there. They go on to develop a powerful approximation scheme to tackle the joint design problem.
Absolutely. The main technical contribution is a polynomial time approximation scheme, or TAS, that can compute a near-optimal joint design with at most an epsilon multiplicative loss in expected revenue. This is a really impressive result.
It is. To achieve this, the authors first provide a novel characterization of the optimal signal structure. They show that without loss of generality, the seller only needs to consider deterministic monotone partitional signal structures. This significantly reduces the space of possible signal structures the algorithm needs to search over.
That's a crucial insight. And then the authors cleverly decompose the problem into two sub-problems, first figuring out the set of implementable signal structures for each buyer, and then choosing the optimal combination of those signals to maximize virtual welfare. They use dynamic programming to tackle each of these sub-problems efficiently.
Right. The dynamic programming approach is quite ingenious. By memoizing carefully designed information at each state, they're able to construct an Nnet over the space of implementable signal structures, allowing them to quickly identify a near-optimal solution.
And on top of that technical tour de force, the authors also provide a much simpler algorithm that achieves a constant factor approximation. They show that a simple binary signal structure followed by sequential posted pricing can guarantee revenue that's at least a 1-to-1/E fraction of the optimal welfare.
Wow, that's a really nice result. It not only gives us a practical, easy-to-implement mechanism, but it also reveals some deep structural insights, namely that the gap between optimal welfare and optimal revenue is bounded when the seller can design the information structure.
Absolutely. This contrasts sharply with settings where the signal structure is exogenous, which can lead to unbounded gaps between welfare and revenue. It's a really elegant and impactful finding.
You know, I'm struck by how this paper blends cutting-edge computer science with fundamental insights in auction theory. The authors aren't just solving a technical problem. They're unveiling new conceptual connections between information design and mechanism design.
That's a great point. And I think what makes this work so compelling is the way they're able to tell a compelling narrative around these complex ideas. They guide us through the intuition, the technical challenges, and the broader significance in a way that's both rigorous and engaging.
Definitely. This is a masterclass in translating advanced research into an accessible and captivating story. The authors don't shy away from the technical details, but they package them in a way that draws the listener in and makes them feel like an active participant in the discovery process.
Absolutely. And I think that's a hallmark of truly groundbreaking research, the ability to communicate its importance and impact to a wide audience. This paper does that beautifully. It leaves me with a deeper appreciation for the power of information design and a hunger to learn more.
Same here. This was a brilliant and thought-provoking discussion. I'm really grateful to the authors for pushing the boundaries of auction theory in such an insightful way. There's no doubt this work will have a lasting influence on the field.
I couldn't agree more. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you all for joining us on another episode of Discover Research. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our future deep dives into the latest cutting-edge discoveries.
Until next time, keep exploring. Here is a funny, weird, and concise commercial for a company that exists as a result of the algorithmic information disclosure in Optimal Auctions research paper. Are you tired of boring old auctions where the buyers have all the power?
Well, friends, say hello to Octify, the revolutionary auction platform that puts you, the seller, in the driver's seat.
That's right. With Octify, you get to control every aspect of the auction, from the information buyers receive about their valuations to the auction format itself. Heck, you can even make them bid for the privilege of seeing what they're bidding on.
Imagine a world where your toaster could be the star of a multidimensional bidding war, with buyers vying for clues about its true worth. Or how about auctioning off your family heirlooms, but only after putting them through a series of mysterious information filters that leave bidders scratching their heads?
The possibilities are endless. And the best part? Our patented Octify algorithms guarantee you'll extract every last penny from those desperate buyers.
So why settle for a boring, run-of-the-mill auction when you can harness the power of Octify? Sign up today and start maximizing your revenue through the pure joy of information asymmetry.
Octify, because your stuff is worth way more than they think. Here is the detailed podcast transcript about the research paper, Data Monetization Pathways and Complex Dynamic Game Equilibrium Analysis in the Energy Industry. Introduction. Welcome to the Cutting Edge Discoveries podcast, where we dive deep into groundbreaking research papers and uncover the stories behind the science. I'm your host, Tom.
And I'm Jen. In this episode, we'll be exploring a fascinating paper on data monetization strategies in the energy industry. The title of the paper is Data Monetization Pathways and Complex Dynamic Game Equilibrium Analysis in the Energy Industry, and it was authored by Zongxian Wang and Jia Song.
As we know, data has become an invaluable asset in today's digital world, and the energy industry is no exception. Energy companies possess vast troves of data spanning production, transmission, distribution, and consumption. This data holds immense potential value, but harnessing it effectively can be quite challenging.
That's right. In this paper, the researchers take a game-theoretic approach to analyzing the data monetization process for energy enterprises. They explore the strategic interactions between the enterprises and data trading platforms, and uncover insights into how these two parties can work together to unlock the full value of their data.
It's a really fascinating study that blends cutting-edge economic modeling with practical applications in the energy sector. Let's dive in and see what the researchers discovered.
The central research question that the authors set out to address is, how can energy enterprises effectively monetize their data through strategic interactions with data trading platforms?
To answer this, the researchers constructed a game-theoretic decision model that captures the dynamics between the energy enterprises and the data trading platforms. They wanted to understand the equilibrium strategies that would emerge and how these could be optimized for mutual benefit.
The key premise is that energy enterprises possess a wealth of valuable data, but lack the specialized capabilities to effectively extract and market that data. Meanwhile, data trading platforms have the tools and expertise to unlock the full monetization potential of the data, but require access to the enterprise data in the first place.
Exactly. So the game plays out like this. The enterprises have to decide how much of their data they are willing to share with the trading platforms and at what wholesale price. The platforms, in turn, have to determine the intensity of their data value mining efforts. These decisions by both parties then shape the ultimate payoffs they each receive from the data monetization process.
The researchers used advanced mathematical modeling techniques, including nonlinear dynamical theory, to analyze the complex, multi-period interactions between the enterprises and platforms. Their analysis revealed some fascinating insights.
One key finding is that there exists a benign equilibrium state where both parties can adjust parameters, like the wholesale data price and mining intensity, to achieve an optimal balance of benefits. This suggests the potential for a mutually beneficial partnership rather than a zero-sum game.
Importantly, the researchers also uncovered the dynamic properties of this multi-period game. They found that decision makers need to be careful to keep the adjustment parameters and initial conditions within reasonable ranges. Otherwise, the system can become unstable and lead to market failure.
That's a really critical point. The data monetization process isn't a simple one-off transaction. It involves an ongoing, evolving relationship between the enterprises and platforms. Understanding the complex dynamics at play is essential for ensuring a sustainable, healthy ecosystem.
Absolutely. The authors provide some excellent practical recommendations based on their theoretical and numerical analysis. For example, they suggest that enterprises should carefully assess factors like data sensitivity and value before determining their data sharing policies. And platforms need to invest in advanced data analytics capabilities to maximize the value extraction from the enterprise data.
It's a great example of how rigorous academic research can translate into real-world business insights. The energy industry is rife with opportunities for data-driven innovation, but navigating the strategic landscape is no easy feat. This paper offers a valuable roadmap for enterprises and platforms to collaborate effectively.
I found this paper to be really thought-provoking. As someone with a background in economics, I'm fascinated by the game-theoretic approach the authors took. It's such a clever way to model the strategic interactions at play in the data monetization process.
I agree. The game theory framework is a great fit for this problem domain. It allows the researchers to capture the inherent tensions and incentives that shape the decisions of both the enterprises and the platforms. And by incorporating the dynamic, multi-period nature of the interactions, they're able to uncover important insights that a static analysis would miss.
Absolutely. One thing that struck me was how the researchers emphasized the need for a benign equilibrium between the two parties. It's not just about maximizing individual payoffs, but finding a sustainable balance that works for everyone. That collaborative mindset is so crucial in this context.
Yes. and I think that's where the real value of this research lies. It's not just abstract modeling for modeling's sake. The authors are clearly aiming to provide actionable guidance that can help energy companies and data platforms navigate this complex landscape. The recommendations around parameter selection and initial conditions are a great example of that.
Definitely. And I appreciate how they bridge the gap between the theoretical framework and the practical realities of the energy industry. Integrating real-world case studies and examples really grounds the analysis and makes it much more relatable for listeners.
Agreed. This is the kind of research that has the potential to make a tangible impact. By illuminating the strategic dynamics at play, it empowers energy enterprises and data platforms to make more informed, collaborative decisions. That's the kind of work that really excites me as a science communicator. Conclusion.
In summary, this paper offers a fascinating deep dive into the data monetization challenges facing energy enterprises. Through a rigorous game theoretic modeling approach, the authors uncover critical insights about the strategic interplay between enterprises and data trading platforms.
Key takeaways include the potential for a benign equilibrium where both parties can benefit, the importance of carefully managing the dynamic, multi-period aspects of the data monetization process, and practical recommendations for enterprise decision makers.
Overall, it's a great example of how cutting-edge economic theory can be applied to solve real-world business problems. The energy industry is ripe for data-driven innovation, and this research provides a roadmap for enterprises to unlock the full value of their data assets.
Absolutely. This is the kind of work that has the potential to drive significant change in the energy sector. By fostering more strategic, collaborative partnerships between enterprises and data platforms, we can accelerate the transition towards a more intelligent, efficient, and sustainable energy future.
Definitely. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us on this journey through the world of data monetization in the energy industry. Be sure to check out the full research paper for even more fascinating insights.
Until next time, keep exploring those cutting-edge discoveries. Here's a wacky commercial for a new company that emerged from the insights of the data monetization pathways and complex dynamic game equilibrium analysis in the energy industry research paper. Are you an energy company drowning in mountains of valuable data, but have no idea how to monetize it?
Introducing Quantum Quants, the world's first multidimensional data trading platform. We use advanced quantum computing and hyperintelligent algorithms to extract maximum value from your energy data.
That's right. Our patented Schrödinger's cat data mining technology can unlock the true quantum potential of your kilowatt hour measurements, megawatt forecasts, and even your CEO's daily mocha consumption data.
Simply plug in your data and let Quantum Quants work our magic. We'll beam your information into a higher plane of existence, where our quantum traders can barter, trade, and speculate on every last electron of energy potential.
The possibilities are endless. Turn your data into quantum cryptocurrency. Bet on the future price of sunspots. Hedge against sudden black hole formation in the power grid.
So what are you waiting for? Contact Quantum Quants today, and let us take your energy data to the next multiversal level.
Quantum Quants, harnessing the power of imaginary numbers for your bottom line. Here is the podcast episode transcript. Hello and welcome to the Illuminating Research Podcast, where we dive deep into cutting-edge discoveries. I'm your host, Tom.
And I'm Jen, your co-host. In this episode, we'll be exploring the fascinating world of multi-apartment rent division. This is a paper that tackles a common real-world problem with innovative new solutions.
That's right, Jen. The paper we're discussing today is titled Multi-Apartment Rent Division, and it's authored by Ariel D. Procaccia, Benjamin Schiffer, and Shirley Zhang.
The core challenge this paper addresses is how to fairly allocate rooms and divide rent when a group of roommates is considering renting multiple apartment options, rather than just a single apartment. This introduces new layers of complexity compared to the classic rent division problem.
Exactly. The researchers realize that existing solutions for rent division which focus on ensuring envy-freeness within a single apartment, fall short when renters have the flexibility to choose from multiple apartments. In that scenario, the group needs to not only divide the rooms and rent fairly within the chosen apartment, but also collectively decide which apartment to rent in the first place.
That's a great point. Imagine you're renting with a few friends, and you're considering three different apartments, one that's close to your workplace, one near a big park, and one in the heart of the city's restaurant district. Even if you can divide the rooms fairly within each apartment, how do you decide as a group which apartment to actually choose? That's where this new multi-apartment rent division problem comes in.
The key challenge is that simply applying the classic envy-free solution separately to each apartment isn't enough. In the paper's motivating example, the only envy-free solution assigned equal rent in each apartment. But then the two roommates would disagree on which apartment to choose, since their preferences over the apartments differed.
Right. The researchers realized a new, more sophisticated fairness notion was needed to handle this multi-apartment setting. Their main contribution is introducing the concept of rearrangeable envy-freeness.
Rearrangeable envy-freeness builds on the idea of envy-freeness, but with an added twist. The key is that it allows for trades of rent between roommates across apartments in order to reach a consensus on which apartment to choose.
The intuition is that if one roommate really prefers one apartment while another prefers a different apartment, they could trade some of the rent between their assigned rooms to make the overall allocation fair and reach agreement on the apartment choice.
Exactly. This trading process is what leads to the rearrangeable part of rearrangeable envy-freeness. The researchers show that a solution satisfying this fairness condition is guaranteed to exist, and they provide an efficient algorithm to compute the optimal rearrangeable envy-free solution.
That's a really clever idea. By allowing strategic rent trades between roommates, the researchers were able to generalize the classic envy-free solution to the multi-apartment setting in a way that preserves fairness.
And the benefits don't stop there. The researchers also prove that rearrangeable envy-free solutions satisfy other desirable properties, like Pareto optimality and individual rationality. So not only are these solutions fair, but they're also efficient and ensure no one ends up worse off.
That's really impressive. It's not easy to extend a fairness notion like envy-freeness to a more complex setting, but the authors did it in a way that maintains all the key properties we want. It makes you wonder why this multi-apartment problem hasn't been studied before.
Good point. The researchers note that this multi-apartment setting is actually much more reflective of real-world apartment hunting, where renters don't just consider one option in isolation. By capturing this additional layer of decision-making, the paper fills an important gap in the fair division literature.
Absolutely. And the potential impact is significant, given how common it is for groups to shop around for apartments. Implementing rearrangeable envy-free solutions could help a lot of people find fair and mutually agreeable living arrangements.
Agreed. The paper also explores some interesting theoretical extensions, like the notion of universal envy-freeness. This is an even stronger fairness condition that requires no envy across all apartments, not just the chosen one.
That's a fascinating idea. However, the researchers show that universal envy-freeness is actually too strong. It's not always guaranteed to exist, even in simple examples. That's where the rearrangeable envy-freeness concept really shines, by providing a fairness guarantee while still being achievable.
Right, and they go even further by introducing strong rearrangeable envy-freeness, which adds an extra layer of constraints to limit the degree of envy that can exist within the chosen apartment. This seems to strike a nice balance between fairness and practicality.
It's impressive how the researchers systematically explore these different fairness notions and their properties. They're not just proposing a single solution, but really thinking through the trade-offs and limitations of each approach.
Definitely. And the fact that they can optimize linear objectives, like maximizing the minimum utility, over the set of rearrangeable envy-free solutions in polynomial time, is a really powerful result. That means these fair solutions can be computed efficiently, making them very practical.
Absolutely. This multi-apartment rent division problem is a great example of how rigorous theoretical computer science research can tackle real-world challenges in a principled way. The researchers took a classic fair division problem and generalized it to a more realistic setting, developing novel fairness concepts and efficient algorithms in the process.
Well said. This paper not only makes important theoretical contributions, but also has the potential for significant real-world impact. Roommates searching for apartments will likely find the rearrangeable envy-free solutions extremely useful and fair.
Agreed. The researchers have really raised the bar for what fair division in the apartment context should look like. I'm excited to see if this work leads to new apartment hunting platforms or decision support tools that leverage these insights.
Same here. This is the kind of foundational research that can ripple out and transform how people approach common problems. It's been a pleasure diving into this fascinating paper with you, Jen. Listeners, I'm sure you can see why we're so energized by this work. It's a great example of cutting-edge research with important real-world applications.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll catch you next time on Illuminating Research.
Here's a commercial for a company that exists as a result of the multi-apartment rent division paper. Are you and your roommates struggling to agree on which apartment to rent? Tired of the endless back and forth and petty fights over room assignments?
Introducing Multidimensional Rentals, the revolutionary apartment hunting platform that uses cutting-edge fair division algorithms to find your perfect home.
That's right. Using rearrangeable envy-free solutions, Multidimensional Rentals can optimize your apartment choice to ensure total fairness and zero conflict between roommates.
No more coin flips or drawing straws. Our AI-powered rent division engine will algorithmically assign rooms and split the rent in a way that keeps everyone happy. You'll be shocked at how equitable it is.
And the best part? Multidimensional Rentals can show you apartments in parallel universes, allowing you to compare options across the multiverse. Tired of city life? Try the forest apartment in Dimension 7.
That's right, Tom. With Multidimensional Rentals, the possibilities are truly endless. Roommates can even trade rent credits across dimensions to reach the perfect consensus.
So what are you waiting for? Download Multidimensional Rentals today and let our cutting-edge fair division technology find your dream home in any reality.
Multidimensional Rentals. Discover a whole new way to rent.